You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCB KRNW.
Welcome into Savannah, Missouri. We are getting set for the second round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament taking place here as we get things open up with the Maryville High School basketball season this week. The Spoofhounds dropped a ball game in the opener last night to the Benton Cardinals by the score of 58-23. But chance for Maryville to bounce back again this evening against a former MEC opponent. They're matching up with the Smithville Warriors. Smithville coming off a win on Monday. They did beat those Benton Cardinals by the score of 55-45. Thanks for joining us for some high school basketball this evening. I'm Matt Tritton with you for tonight's game as the Spoofhounds, a tough loss. They kind of dug at a hole early on against the Cardinals, gave up a few too many second chance opportunities, and it's a very good Benton Cardinals basketball team, a seasoned team that's got a lot of experience coming back. Meanwhile, it's a Maryville team. Has some experience, but still trying to find a few different players that can step up on the offensive end, especially players that can score the basketball. And so that'll be kind of the hunt here early on in the season. Of course, Maryville would love to come out, pick up some wins in the Savannah Invitational, take home some hardware, and really get themselves going. But this non-conference portion, you want to find a way to get yourself ready for the MEC slate of games. It's a very good girls basketball conference here in Northwest Missouri. So a tough non-conference set up here by head coach Kelly Obley to get her team ready for those games as we do go later on throughout this season and into 2024. So a good test on the way for the Spoofhounds this evening, getting set to take on the Smithville Warriors. Now, this is a matchup that we actually saw last year in the second round of this Savannah Invitational Tournament. Maryville lost to Savannah 52-45 here in Smithville. They met up again in the Cameron Tournament a little bit later on in January of last year, or of last season, I should say. That was a 47-37 loss for the Spoofhounds. So they've had some tough luck against a Smithville Warriors program that's been awfully good under head coach Trevor Mosby. But they held their own last year, hoping to come out and do the same. Pull out a win would be great, but hang in there, play tough defense, make this a competitive basketball game against a really good high school basketball program and see what they can get done. That could be a good confidence booster for this team as they go on throughout this season. So Maryville getting set to take on the Smithville Warriors. Now, last night, the leading scorer for the Spoofhounds, that was Jaylee Price. She was 3 of 9 from three-point range, so a player that can light it up from deep, plays good defense, kind of everywhere on the floor as well. A 5'6 junior, she pulled in 8 rebounds, also had 3 steals to go along with that, so she has been the straw to stir the drink for this team here through the first game, and she'll be a key cog as we go throughout this season. But also looking for some others to be able to step in and take on a little bit more of a role too. Addison Weldon, the player that came off the bench, very good for Maryville. Last season she got a start there in the opener. She had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 night ago against Benton. And also saw Peyton Kerr as a sophomore make her first career start. Not a ton scoring-wise, but finding other ways to contribute for Maryville last night. 4 rebounds, 3 assists. So a lot of players up and down that can step in and continue to gain that confidence here in the Savannah Invitational as we get game two rolling here in just a little bit. About 6-7 minutes away from the opening tip. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll go through your starting lineups as Maryville getting set to take on Smithville here from Savannah. You're listening to Maryville High School Basketball.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Welcome back into Savannah as we're getting set for high school basketball this evening. Maryville taking on Smithville in the second round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament. The girls' side of things, a round robin a bit on one end of the bracket, the other end more that traditional style of tournament that we're used to seeing throughout high school basketball. Just one too few teams in this tournament. So this side of the bracket featuring Maryville, Benton, and Smithville, more of a round robin than the other side. We are seeing Lincoln Prep, Savannah, Chillicothe, South Harrison kind of go through what you would typically see through that tournament style. So pool play on one end. We're going to get things wrapped up, and after we do that, we'll have an opportunity to see where Maryville lands. Of course, the Spoof Hounds lost last night to Benton, so they're trying to continue to play on. And, you know, you find a way to get a win tonight. It kind of goes off of record of the tournament and then point differential as well. But the Spoof Hounds still have a chance to punch their ticket into a championship game if they can get a win, or at least a third-place game as well. So plenty to play for Savannah Invitational-wise, but also just trying to get a lot of great experience, build up confidence as we go throughout this season. On the other side here for Smithville, they did pick up a 55-45 win over Benton on Monday, so they got a game in, they got a victory, feeling good about themselves, had a day off, now they're back here in Savannah once again with a chance to pick up another victory over Maryville, so we'll kind of see how this one plays out, but it is a very good Smithville team. On the other side, a group that went 17-10 a season ago, and as I mentioned, picked up a pair of wins over the Spoof Hounds last season, although close, hard-fought victory, so we'll see how this one plays out as we go throughout the ballgame here today. A reminder that support for today's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. We'll take a look at the starting lineups here for this evening's basketball game for Maryville. We'll see the same lineup that we saw for the Spoof Hounds in the season opener last night against Benton. Bryson Steens is a 5'7 junior forward for the Hounds. She had a couple points, three rebounds, and one assist in that ballgame against the Cardinals. Addison Weldon is a 5'9 junior guard slash forward. She had 7 points, three rebounds, one assist. She was 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from three-point range. Also knocked down a pair of free throws in that game. Jaylee Price is a 5'6 junior guard, put up 9 points, eight rebounds, one assist in the ballgame last night. Peyton Kerr is a 5'6 sophomore guard, making her second varsity start of her career. And Riley Hornbuckle is a 5'8 junior power forward. That's the starting lineups here for Maryville. Set for the national anthem here from Savannah. While they get set for that, we will go ahead and step aside and be back with the opening tip as you're listening to Maryville High School basketball here on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org.
Ball comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoof Hound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoof Hound Athletics. For information, compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services or upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
This Spoof Hound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, myfcsfinancial.com. And from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling. Services include anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com. Also from Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at LacledeChain.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoof Hound pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Back in Savannah getting set for some tournament basketball. Maryville High School meeting up with Smithville this evening. The early game coming up between these two squads. Maryville played the early game last night as well. That was a 58-23 loss to Benton, a fellow MEC opponent. Now they're meeting up with a former MEC team in the Smithville Warriors. Mentioned before, for Maryville, Steens, Weldon, Price, Kurz, and Hornbuckle, the starters. For Smithville, it is Anna Redline, a 5'7 senior guard, Reese Foster, a 6-foot sophomore forward, Peyton Wolford, a 6'2 junior guard, Riley Thompson, a 5'8 senior guard, and Caitlin Milford, a 5'6 senior guard for the Smithville Warriors. Once again, today's broadcast brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. Road uniforms for Maryville, green jerseys, green shorts. Maryville across the chest in white, outlined in yellow. For Smithville, home white jerseys, white shorts. Smithville across the chest in green. Same for the numbers. We are bet set for basketball. It will be Weldon, the opening tip for Maryville. Wolford for Smithville. Wolford able to win it. And across midcourt goes Milford for Smithville. Up top, they give it to Anna Redline. First possession of the game on the drive, and a quick foul coming up on Maryville. The attack coming from Riley Thompson, the senior guard, got into the paint, went up against Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle tried to stay straight up, but they're going to get that foul on her. And a chance for some early points from the free throw line just 9 seconds into this one. First free throw from the right-handed guard is good. Thompson knocks it down. It's 1-0 early on. Smithville leading Maryville. Fouls played a role in last night's game as well. A lot of free throw attempts for the Benton Cardinals. Although this time down the floor, 1 of 2. So just a one-point lead for Smithville. Opening possession here for Maryville. Weldon with it. Backing her way in. Gets just off the right block. And a pass tipped. And it is taken away by Smithville. Quickly down the other end. It is Milford. Milford left block. Shot no good. The putback though. And it goes down. Redline that time got the rebound. Went right back up with it. And it's a three-point Smithville lead. High left side, Kurz with it, trying to dribble out of some trouble. A zone look at a Smithville early on in this one. Jaylee Price down in the right corner, dribbles up toward the wing. Now she'll get it out between the circles. A 2-3 zone here out of Smithville. Right side, three-pointer on the way from Weldon. That one's no good. Still a three-point Smithville lead. As quickly down the floor, Smithville with it. Thompson has it. Gets into the paint, goes up, little jump hook with the right hand is good. And quickly, we want a timeout here for Maryville. It is a five-point lead, Smithville leading Maryville 5-0. 6:44 to play in the first quarter. We will step aside, back with more in 30 seconds.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Maryville basketball trailing 5-0 early in the first quarter. A 1-3-1 full-court press out of Smithville. They drop back. Bryson Steen's trying to drive, though. The ball knocked free. It is picked up by Smithville. Wolford with it. Cross-court pass goes over to Thompson. Now they get it up top to Milford. Milford between the circles, guarded by Price. Man-to-man defense out of Maryville. Now hands the ball off for Thompson. Thompson gets to the free-throw line. Now to the right side. High post to Foster. Goes right back to Wolford. Or excuse me, Thompson. Thompson on the cut. Nice give and go. And she lays it in. A 7-point Smithville lead. Once again, another turnover. Steen's trying to force that one into traffic. It's taken away by Thompson. Thompson to the floor. Picks up her dribble. Now she'll hand it off. Out front it goes to Caitlin Milford. Milford, one dribble to the left. Gives it up to Foster, top of the key. Foster now hands it off to Wolford. She wants a 3-pointer up top. No good. The offensive rebound. Foster trying to go right back up. It is knocked free and taken away by Price. First turnover of the game there for Smithville. Price with the steal. 7-point Smithville lead. Up top, Hornbuckle. They throw left side. Weldon into the corners. Price. Price left open. She wants a three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Wolford. And a quick foul in the backcourt on Ryson Steens. First personal on Steens, a second team foul on Maryville. 5:29 to play in the first quarter. Some full court pressure to Maryville. Quickly broken by Smithville. Coming down the floor with it. Milford picks it up on the left elbow. Now down to Foster on the baseline. She goes up. Fouled on her way up. And a chance for a pair of free throws on the way now for Reese Foster. Third team foul there on Maryville. And that is going to be number two on Riley Hornbuckle. So at the free throw line, Foster, the first one, no good. Hornbuckle, two personal fouls, checks out into the game. Alyssa Cunningham, a 5'8 junior forward. Free throw number two on the way for Foster. That one rims around and goes through. Smithville early on, 2 of 4 at the free throw line. They lead this one 8-0. Maryville quickly breaks the pressure down into the left corner. It's Price. Price gets trapped, able to get a pass up high left side. It goes to Steens. Between the circles now, Cunningham. Cunningham looks to her right, now fires into the paint. The ball tipped away, trying to get to Weldon. It's picked up, though, by Price. Price through some contact, gets the layup, but no foul. They're going to whistle instead for a travel and a turnover on the Spoof Hounds. Four early giveaways for Maryville, 5:01 to play here in this first quarter. Spoof Hounds showing some full court pressure. It's going to be Thompson bringing the ball up the floor. Gets across midcourt. Hands it off now for Milford up top. Milford dribbles left toward the wing. She'll hand it off for Redline. Redline to the free throw line. Fires it into the corner for Thompson. From the right corner, guarded by Steens. Now up to Redline. Redline just inside the arc. Hands it off for Milford. And Milford scoops the pass out front to Thompson. Thompson dribbles right. Down toward the wing. Bounce pass to a cutting. Wolford fouled on the way up. And a chance now. Peyton Wolford will be going to the free throw line. Weldon whistled for this foul. Fourth team foul coming up on Maryville. Just the first personal foul on Weldon. That's the first free throw. No good. For Wolford. So we'll see one more free throw attempt coming up. Cora Groh checks into the game. Checking out is Steen. Second free throw goes down. Maryville trying to break that pressure. Pass going into the corner for Price. Tipped out of bounds by Thompson. It will stay with Maryville. Spoofhounds one foul away from sending Smithville into the bonus for the rest of this first quarter. 4:29 to play in the quarter. A 9-0 Smithville lead. Redline checks out of the game for the Warriors. And into the game is Kylie Bollinger. Weldon trying to skip a pass over to Groh from left to right. That one goes too high, out of bounds. Over the top of Groh, another turnover on the Hounds. And a quick timeout for Coach Obley. 4:22 remaining in the opening quarter. We'll step aside, back with more Maryville Spoofhound basketball.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at UnitedFiber.com.
What is Smithville basketball coming out of the timeout? Maryville turnover. Coach Aubley called her second timeout early on in this first quarter. Out of the break, we get a quick turnover coming up on Smithville as Caitlin Milford called for the travel. That'll send the ball back to the Spoofhounds. Second giveaway of this first quarter for the Warriors. Price brings it across midcourt. Has it out front, high right side for Groh. Groh to the free throw line, picks up her dribble, gives to Cunningham. Cunningham down on the baseline, Weldon, one dribble, back out to Cunningham, shoots three. It is short, but she was coming set, picked up both feet, called for the travel. And that'll send the ball back to the Warriors. 4:04 to play in the opening quarter. Milford up the floor for Smithville, has it between the circles, dribbles right toward the wing, guarded by Price. Now gives it off to Foster. Foster back to Milford. Now to Thompson out front. Smithville working a weave. Thompson now picks up her dribble. Fires to the left elbow to Foster. Foster's jumper comes up short. And the rebound comes down to Kurz. Kurz gives it off now to Price. Price has it up top. Left wing it goes Groh. Groh two dribbles. Now fires right wing for Cunningham. Bounce pass goes to Kurz. Up top now Weldon. Weldon pivots, fires left wing for Price. Price, skip pass goes to Kurz. Kurz one dribble into the paint. She's bumped on her way up, fouled. And we'll see Peyton Gers go to the free throw line. Ooh, they're going to see that one actually on the floor instead. They'll call this one on Caitlin Milford. Tough break. The first team foul coming up on Smithville. Weldon checks out. And Yapel in for the first time for Maryville. Molly Sanders also into the game for Smithville, as well as Riley Miller. Inbounding on the baseline is Michaela Yapel. Fires this one over the top between the circles. It comes into Price. Price, a couple dribbles to the top of the key. Spots up, wants a three-pointer from there over Bollinger. Too strong, and the rebound comes down to Milford. Milford rushing the ball up the floor. Gets it to Bollinger. Bollinger now into the paint. Foster gets it and lays it in. Foster's first field goal of the night. It's an 11-point Smithville lead. And now Price, cross-court pass, looking for Yapel. That one skips by her. Has a turnover on the Spoofhounds. 11-0, 2:58 to play here in the first quarter. Second round action from the Savannah Invitational. Bollinger on the drive, puts up the runner with the right hand. It comes up short, the ball loose on the floor. Diving after the ball goes off of Yapel out of bounds. Great hustle play by Michaela Yapel. Diving on the floor, not giving an easy look that time for Molly Sanders. And the ball will stay here with Smithville. Miller inbounding in front of the Maryville bench. Gets it in quickly to Milford. Milford pushed from behind by Price. Price trying to go through Milford that time to knock the ball free and come up with a steal. That is a foul on Price, number one on her. 15 foul on Maryville, and that has Smithville in the bonus for the rest of this first quarter. So free throws on the way now for Caitlin Milford. A 5'6 senior guard looking for her first points of the day. She knocks down the first free throw. It's a 12-point Smithville lead. Second free throw around the rim, no good. The ball loose, and it goes, I'm going to say, out of bounds off of Maryville. So the long rebound off the Spoofhounds. And the Warriors get a second opportunity after coming up empty on a pair of free throw attempts. 2:40 left to play in this first quarter. 12-0 Warriors. On the drive, it is Sanders. Gets to the right elbow, puts up a runner. Tough shot, no good. Gaple pulls in the rebound. Price up the floor, right wing for Yaple. Thought about a quick three, takes one dribble into the corner for Cunningham. Skip pass right to left, goes to Weldon, high left. Weldon into the paint to Cunningham. One dribble, goes up with the right hand, it's good. Nice move that time for Cunningham. She gets her first bucket. First points of the season as well for Alyssa Cunningham. On the drive on the other end, bucket in the foul coming up. Cunningham whistled for the personal foul, flying through the air that time. That was Riley Miller coming up with the and-one opportunity. Got into the paint, took the body that time from Cunningham. And a three-point opportunity on the way, a 14-2 Smithville lead. As Peyton Wolford checking back into the game for the Warriors. Sylvia Fisher also in right now for Smithville. Free throw on the way for Miller. She completes the three-point play. The Smithville lead here in the first quarter, coming up on 2 minutes to play in the opening frame. Well, 1-3-1 full court pressure out of Smithville. Spoofhound's able to break it quickly. The pass gets underneath to Cunningham from the left block. Goes in for the layup. She's fouled from behind, and she'll go to the free throw line for two. Michaela Yaple caught that one high left side, got it inside to Cunningham. And Cunningham got a bucket the last trip down the floor. She has a chance for a couple free throws here. First two attempts of the season. First one rims out. One more attempt on the way for the 5'8 junior. High arcing shot comes up a bit short. Rebound loose, picked up by Smithville. Riley Thompson controlling the point. Brings it across midcourt for the Warriors. To the left elbow, passes to Wolford. Now right back to Thompson. Skip pass right side, goes to Bollinger. Dribbles down to the baseline, stops, spins, comes out of it, gets it to Redline. Redline now off to Wolford. Thought about the three from the right wing. They work it back left side to Thompson. Inside to Fisher. Back up top, Wolford wants a three-pointer. Well short, barely caroms off the rim, but Fisher right there gets the rebound. Put back in the foul. The three-point attempt from Wolford barely grazed the rim. It fell right into the hands of Fisher. Fisher laid it in, fouled on the way up. They'll call that one on Cunningham, her second personal foul. 17-2 Smithville. Fisher's free throw on the way, and knuckleball shot comes off the left side of the rim. But regardless, a lane violation on Smithville. So the Spoofhounds get it back. So far, the Warriors 5 of 10 at the free throw line in this opening quarter. Price walks it up the floor, comes across the timeline, picked up defensively by Redline. Has it out near midcourt on the Savage logo. Looks left, throws back right, gets it to Annie Sparks, checked in at that dead ball. To Weldon, they work it now left side, Gaple. Gaple to Price. Price starts to drive, backs off. Now the ball tipped off a Smithfield defender, hits Price's knee, goes out of bounds. And a turnover on the Hounds. Had a good thought on the drive, but just a slight tip that time by a Smithville defender. And the ball knocks off of Maryville out of bounds. It goes back to the Hounds as Price takes a seat. Rison Steen's back into the game. Rideline has it right side. Fires inside to Milford. Milford on her way up. She's fouled. We'll see more free throws on the way. After this trip, this will be 12 free throws in the opening quarter for the Smithville Warriors. Leading this one by 15 points with 57 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Milford 1-2 in her only other trip to the line this quarter. Knocks down the first this trip. She's got 2 points. Today's game is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede's a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial snow chains, and more. Additional information available at lacledechain.com. Second free throw from Milford, no good, but there was also another lane violation on Smithville. So regardless, Maryville gets it back. Weldon on the drive, out to Grow. They work it around left side now to Yaple. And she walked with it before she put the ball on the deck. Another turnover on the Hounds. 46 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. An 18-2 Smithville lead. As Milford walks the ball up the floor, gives the red line. Up top now to Fisher. They work it left side. Wolford pass inside to Thompson. Back out. Wolford wants that three, and she's got it. A high arcing three from the 6'2 junior forward. And she's got her first points. 25 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Steens throws it away, taken away by Thompson. Fast break layup through traffic is good. Check that Milford that time. With the steal and the layup on the other end. 23-2 is the Smithville lead. Up top, Steens fires left side to Groh. Into the corner, Yapel. Back up top, it goes to Steens. On the drive, into the paint. And she's fouled on the way up. We'll see free throws on the way now for Maryville. Hounds have attempted just 2 free throws so far in this first quarter compared to 12 for Smithville. Steens to the line, chance for her first bucket of the evening. First one too strong. 3.5 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Maryville trailing 23-2. Weldon checks out. Free throw here from Steens is good. She goes 1 of 2 at the line. Wolford gets it in the front court. Puts one up just before the buzzer. Shot no good. And the first quarter comes to a close. Maryville trailing in this one early. 23-3 is our score. We will step aside and be back with the second quarter right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org.
Support for Spoofound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Spoofhound basketball as we get this second quarter underway. 23-3 is the score in favor of the Smithville Warriors. A second game of the season for both teams. Maryville fell to Benton last night, 58-23. Smithville beat Benton on Monday, 55-45. Steens gets it from Price. Three-pointer on the way, no good. And the rebound comes down for the Warriors. Pushing the ball up the floor is Milford. She'll give it off to Thompson. Dribbles right just inside the arc. Picks up her dribble. Skip pass left side to Wolford. Inside to Foster, trying to post up with Hornbuckle. Double team comes over. Nice move to get the layup from the left side. Shot no good. And as the rebound comes down to Bollinger, she is fouled. That'll be the first team foul coming up on Maryville in this second quarter. No whistle that one on Steens, her second personal foul. A lot of fouls on Maryville in opening quarter. 12 free throws for Smithville. As the inbound pass from Bollinger kicked, so the get a chance to do this one over. It's Price guarding the inbound pass right under the hoop. Man-to-man defense out of the Spoofhounds in this one. Bollinger gets it in up top. It goes to Thompson. Thompson one dribble on the right side of the lane. Goes in with the right-hand layup and puts it in. Thompson, a seasoned vet out there for Smithville. She's got 7 points in this first half, a 25-3 Warrior lead. Up top, Price. Price fires inside looking for Weldon. That pass just a little too tall. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on the Hounds. Maryville playing in the Savannah Invitational this week. Next week, they'll be taking on South Harrison. That's a December 7th meeting at home. A boys-girls doubleheader. The girls will tip off that matchup at 6:15. And a 10-second violation as Smithville not able to get the ball across midcourt. Thompson just getting to the timeline as they whistled that one. Nice job defensively by Maryville, forcing Smithville into their third turnover of the game. Price with it, high right side to Kerr. His bounce pass up top goes to Hornbuckle, reaching in for the steal as Foster jarred the ball loose. It is picked up by Milford. Milford ahead to Reese. Reese kick out now to Thompson. Thought about the threes. She'll drive, gets into the paint, goes up the floater with the right hand. No good. Rebound underneath, and Reese gets the putback with the left hand. Reese Foster, 5 points in this first half. 6:36 to go in the second quarter. Timeout on the floor. Maryville wants to talk this one over. We'll step aside. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game's underwritten by the Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments, coordinating the Affordable Connectivity Program to help those struggling to afford internet service at home. Joy can help at 660-582-5121, extension 1. Marketing assistance from the FCC.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
6:36 remaining in the first half. Maryville trailing in this one 27-3 to a very good Smithfield team. A lot of these players got a ton of time last year when they went 17-10. Warriors high expectations coming into this season, already 1-0 after a 10-point win over Benton. Trying to trap Reisensteins, dribbles down the left sideline, gets down toward the corner. Trap comes over between Thompson and Milford, and whistle for the foul. This one coming up on Thompson, her second personal, the first team foul on Smithville. Inbound comes into Steins, trying to get into the corner for Weldon. The ball knocked out of bounds by Thompson. It'll stay with the Spoof Hounds. As Milford checks out with her two personal fouls, Joanna Bruce checking in for her first action for Smithville. Steins gets it into Kurz, right back to Reisensteins. Bounce pass into a cutting Price. Price bounce pass across the lane to Hornbuckle. Nice cut by Hornbuckle. She lays it in with the right hand. Good find by Price. The finish that time by Hornbuckle. And it's 27-5. Underneath the shot, no good. The offensive rebound that time for Foster. Trying to get a pass across the lane. It goes instead to Kurz. Kurz, a transition jumper on the other end. First points of the day for Peyton Kurz. Maryville trying to get a trap with that full court pressure. The ball knocked loose, picked up by Weldon. Weldon able to give it off this time to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle to Steins. High right side it goes to Weldon. Weldon trying to get the ball inside to Hornbuckle. Took that a bounce by Smithville, but seeing some fire out of these Spoof Hounds here in this second quarter. As Steins checks out, Briley Acklin checking in. Also see Foster come out of the game. Sylvia Fisher back in for Smithville. 27-7 is the lead for the Warriors. Weldon gets it, gives a head fake, leans in, goes up. The right-hand floater too strong. The rebound comes down to Thompson. Thompson up the right sideline, lost control of herself, went down. They're going to call a foul on Briley Acklin. Acklin coming in from behind, trying to poke that ball free. That'll be the first on Acklin. As Thompson inbounds the ball to Kylie Bollinger. Mary Wilson, pressure in the backcourt to give to Thompson. Thompson quickly ahead to Bruce. Bruce will bounce pass now to Thompson. Thompson, right elbow, spins into the paint, goes to Fisher. Fisher can't finish, gets her own rebound, goes right back up, and she's fouled. They'll whistle this one on Cunningham as Fisher going to the line. Two free throw attempts on the way now for Fisher. The first of this second quarter for Smithville. The first one, no good. Smithville now 6 of 13 at the free throw line on the evening. And the second one rims home. 28-7, the Smithville lead. Price quickly gets it in the left corner. Starts to drive baseline. Turns, gives to Acklin. Back up top between the circles, Kurz. Kurz gives off to Cunningham, top of the key. Inside to Price. Price with three white jerseys around her. One power dribble, goes up strong through the trees, and she gets fouled on the way up. We'll see Price go to the free throw line. An aggressive move that time by Jaylee Price in the season opener last night against Benton. She had 9 field goal attempts, all those being 3-point attempts. She finished the night with 9 points, this time getting in the paint and a chance to get to the free throw line. First one, nothing but net. First points of the day for Price. ...74% free throw shooter last year here. She starts her season off 2 of 2 at the free throw line. 28-9 is the lead for Smithville. Full court pressure again out of the Hounds. Price going up the floor with Bruce. Weldon stepping in, trying to knock that ball free. She's called for the reach. Team foul number 3 on Maryville in this second quarter. Personal foul number 2 on Weldon. So it's Bollinger set to inbound for Smithville. 4:47 left to play in the first half. Bollinger gets it in near the top of the key. It goes to Miller. Now they work it to Bruce. Bruce guarded by Acklin out between the circles, dribbling right around the arc. Picks up her dribble, trying to find a cutting Bollinger. One power dribble, stops. Back out to Bruce. Puts up a 3. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound. We got a tie-up. As fighting for that ball, it was Miller and Price. Jump ball. Possession arrow will favor Smithville. ...4:30 to play in the half. Maryville trailing by 19. Bollinger gets the inbound to the left block. It goes to Sanders. Sanders has a shot blocked away by Weldon. The ball loose on the ground. Acklin gets after it, picks it up, shovels it off to Kurz. Kurz quickly ahead to Price. Price bounce pass inside to Weldon. Wraps it back around to Price. Price has the ball knocked free, and a turnover on the Hounds is picked up by Bollinger. Bollinger rushing to the other end. Bounce pass across the lane, and the layup is good. Riley Miller that time running the floor, took the pass and got the bucket. Driving on the other end, Price trying to take that one all the way herself. Gets to the left block, fouled on her way up. And chance for a couple more free throws on the way now for Jaylee Price. ...4:01 to play in the half. 30-9 is the lead for Smithville. Price 2 of 2 last trip. First free throw here is good. 3 points now for the junior. Weldon and Cunningham check out of the game. Steen's back in, as well as Cora Grow. One more free throw on the way for Price. She's got both. Jaylee Price, a complete basketball player out there for the Hounds, getting after it this afternoon. Smithville trying to push all the way to the hoop. Shot no good. The ball is loose. The shot was missed by Molly Sanders. Long rebound tracked down by Miller. Miller had it, and she had that knocked free by Acklin. Acklin pulled down by Miller. No whistle. And quickly back the other way, it is Smithville. Bruce fires it inside. Sylvia Fisher gets it, and she's able to finish on the block. Right wing with it, Steens. Up top to Groh. They work it left side, Kurz. Kurz spots up, thought about the 3, off a screen from Groh. Gets to the right elbow, now to Acklin. Acklin wants a 3-pointer, back of the rim, no good. Long rebound, tracked down by Fisher on the baseline. And she stepped on the line out of bounds. Fisher was hustling after that one, as well as Price. She retrieved it, stepped on the end line, and the ball will go back to Maryville. As Michaela Yapel back in for the Hounds, Steens gets it in to Price. Price between the circles, Groh. Groh trying to fire underneath to a cutting Price. It is taken away. The steal that time by Sanders. High left side to get it to Miller. Now to Bruce. Bruce right back to Riley Miller. Dribbling to her right. Across the lane, gives the Bollinger, now into the corner for Miller. Head fake between the circles. It goes now to Bruce. Bruce, left elbow, looking for some help. Floats a pass underneath. She gets that one underneath to Sanders. Back up top to Bruce. Skip pass right side, Bollinger. Baseline jumper, no good. The rebound tracked down by Kurz. Peyton Kurz pushing. Pull up mid-range jumper. That one comes up short. Rebound pulled in underneath by Bollinger. One dribble, and she'll give this one off now to Miller. Bollinger, free throw line, bounce pass underneath to a cutting Miller, shot left short, the ball loose underneath, and pulled in by Yapel. A tie-up, jump ball, possession arrow points to Maryville. as Kurz checks out of the ballgame. We got some subs in for Smithville as well. They put their starting five back on the floor. Redline, Foster, Wolford, Thompson, and Milford. Maryville rolling with Steens, Price, Groh, Weldon, and Yapel. Between the circles, Price has it into the left corner. Check that. Steens gets it to Price in the left corner now. Takes one dribble toward the wing. Now goes baseline. Up top it goes to Yapel. Yapel into the paint. Puts up the runner. She's fouled from behind. Wolford trying to block that one out of bounds. But she got the body. And we'll see Michaela Yapel step to the free throw line. Michaela Yapel, a junior guard, getting her first free throw attempts of her career coming up here. Maryville has a team 4 of 7 at the line so far tonight. First free throw, high arcing shot, rattles home. One more on the way for Yapel. 2:04 left to play in the first half. Right-handed free throw on the way. That one off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down for Smithville. And a rare call here. You don't often see the carry in basketball anymore, but they call that one that time on Milford. The turnover on Smithville. Number 6 on the night. The ball goes back to Maryville. Inside 2 minutes to play in the first half. Hounds down by 20, 32-12. Groh has it high right side, up top to Yapel. Yapel, one dribble, back to Groh. Fires left side, Steens. Into the corner now, Price. Price guarded by Redline, up top to Weldon. Weldon gives a head fake, back to Price. Price wants to go baseline, cut off. They work the ball around Groh. Groh looking for some help, dribbling around the arc. Gets it to Steens. Steens a jab step, now back up top to Weldon. Weldon to Price, left open, three-pointer left wing. Price has got it. Redline quick to close out, able to get a hand in the face at the last second, but Jaylee Price knocks down her first three of the evening. She's got 7. Bounce pass inside Thompson, now over to Foster. Foster able to finish. It was Redline got it from Thompson and quickly fed it across the lane, and Reese Foster got the bucket. 7 points in this first half for Foster. 1 minute to play in the second quarter. 34-15 is the Smithville lead. As a pair of subs come in for Maryville, Cunningham and Sparks. Weldon and Steens check out. 59 seconds remaining in the first half. Cunningham set to inbound. Floats it in between the circles, Sparks. Right side now, Yapel. Yapel into the corner for Groh. Groh, one dribble, spins, looking for some help. Hands it off to Yapel. Yapel, left wing to Sparks into the corner. Price wants that three. She's got it. Knocks it down, gives a clap. Jaylee Price starting to feel it. She's got 10 points. 34-18 is the lead now for Smithville. Thompson dribbling between the circles. See if they want to attack or take a little bit of time. And we've got a foul away from the basketball now called on Wolford. Trying to create some space, called for the push. Smithville potentially maybe try to hold for one last shot. 34 seconds left instead. Whistled for the offensive foul. And that will give the ball back to the Spoofhounds. Now Maryville's going to kill a little bit of clock. Down to 25 seconds left. Price out near midcourt. Guarded out there by Anna Redline. Off the screen. Foster switches on to her. Now up top. Cunningham open. Wants the three. Alyssa Cunningham knocks down her first triple of the season. Maryville trying to come back in this one. 34-21. Now a turnover. The ball goes off Wolford's fingers out of bounds. Thompson the inbound. It went to Wolford. It was a little bit wide. Cora Groh right there defensively. Another turnover on Smithville, their 8th of the first half. And with 7 seconds left to go in the first half, the Spoofhounds could potentially got this to a 10-point game. It's 34-21. Groh set to inbound on the sideline. Floats it in. Price out near midcourt. Down to 5 seconds. Cunningham sets a screen for Price. Sets up deep three on the way. Jaylee Price back of the rim. No good. Maryville, though, showing some life as they are fighting their way back in this basketball game, trailing 34-21 here at the break. This one looked like it was getting away from the Hounds early, but battling back right now. We're at halftime here from the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Maryville battling with Smithville. 34-21 is our score here at halftime. We will step aside and be back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Maryville trailing 34-21 here at halftime, the second round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Thanks for joining us. I'm Matt Tritton. Maryville High School Basketball here on KXCV, KRNW online and on the app. This one looked like it could be going south in a hurry for Maryville. 23-3 was the score at halftime, but at the end of the first quarter. But now the Hounds starting to battle back as they outscore Smithville in that second quarter, 18-11. So the score 34-21 here at the break. And starting to see the Spoof Hounds get hot from deep. But prior to that, it was Jaylee Price who, not a ton of free throw attempts in her first couple of years, but especially that first game, we didn't see her really take any shots inside the arc at all. Well, today, got a couple passes inside, a couple good cuts, her teammates finding her. Got fouled a couple times, went 4-4 at the free throw line. And whether that gave her a little bit of confidence or maybe then she just kind of started to get a little more space from the defense of backing up just a bit and giving her a little more space. She knocked down a couple big threes. She's got 10 points in this opening half to kind of spur on Maryville. Alyssa Cunningham stepped up and knocked down a three-pointer. Last year, Alyssa didn't have a three-point make at all during that season. Didn't take hardly any attempts either, but didn't make a three at all. She steps up, knocks one down from the top of the key, and all of a sudden Maryville showing some life, showing some confidence. And defensively, they're always playing with quite a bit of energy, getting deflections, trying to be very active. Where they get plagued is some second-chance opportunities, some offensive rebounds given up, but also some fouls. Well, we saw quite a few fouls in the opening quarter. That got cleaned up there in the second quarter. The defense was active, a lot of deflections. Forced quite a few turnovers in that second quarter for Smithville. And so all of a sudden, Maryville not planning on letting this one slip away lightly. Again, 23-3 was a score at the end of the first quarter, but it is 34-21 as we reach halftime here. Taking you through some of the scores from this one, again, Price has 10 points. She's 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Also knocked down a couple three-pointers later on in that second quarter. Alyssa Cunningham has 5 points for Maryville as well. She was held scoreless in the opening game against Benton last night. 2 points apiece between Peyton Kurz and Riley Hornbuckle. And then a couple points also coming from Ryson Steens in that opening half as well. For Smithville being led right now, Reese Foster has 7 points. Riley Thompson also has 7 points. 5 points coming from Riley Miller off the bench. Caitlin Milford and Sylvia Fisher also have 4 points apiece. Peyton Wolford has 3 points. Anna Redline has 2 points for Smithville. Now, the Warriors hit some shots early on, but they started to turn the ball over a little bit more and really not as effective at the free throw line as they probably should be. They've had some opportunities. Again, a lot of fouls in the opening quarter that gave them quite a few opportunities. But right now, Smithville just 7 of 14 at the free throw line. Maryville 5 of 9 at the free throw line as we reach halftime. 34-21 is our score here from Savannah. We've got the second half on the way. We also have more basketball coming to you tomorrow as well. Northwest Missouri State will be taking on Missouri Southern as part of an MIAA doubleheader, women's and men's basketball. The women's game starting at 5:30, the men at 7:30. That's across the Bearcat Radio Network. You can hear that on the flagship station, KXCV 90.5 and KRNW 88.9. So two basketball games last night. The Maryville girls fell to Benton. The Maryville boys took down South Harrison by the score of 100-36. We've got this matchup here tonight, Maryville and Smithville. Tomorrow night, we'll have Northwest Missouri State basketball at home against Missouri Southern. So a lot of games on the hardwood coming to you throughout this week on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org as well. Appreciate you tuning in and joining us. We'll take a time out when we come back. We'll have your third quarter of action. It is Maryville and Smithville. The Spoofound girls currently trailing 34-21 at the break. We'll be back with more on the KXCV, KRNW, and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofound football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Well, back with your third quarter here from Savannah, Maryville battling Smithville. Second game of the season for the Spoofhounds, playing in the 95th annual Savannah Invitational. pool play on this side of the bracket. Maryville, Smithville, Benton each playing each other once, and then kind of seeing from there who goes on to play in the championship, the third place, and potentially a consolation game as well. So a lot to play for, but also chances to build up some confidence and make sure this team heading in the right direction as we head into the rest of the non-conference portion of things. Maryville hosting South Harrison coming up on December 7th for the first home game of the year. 34-21 is our score. Third quarter just underway. Smithville basketball. Thompson drive gets into the paint. Out to Redline. Floats a pass underneath. Trying to get to Foster. And a turnover on Smithville. Mentioned during halftime, Maryville really finished that second quarter, knocking down some big shots, active defensively, forcing Smithville into some turnovers. It was 23-3 Smithville at the end of the first quarter. It's 34-21 starting this third quarter, but now Maryville quickly turns it over. Hornbuckle's pass taken away by Wolford. Pass under the hoop to Foster, and she'll lay it in. Foster up to 9 points. Leading all Smithville scorers in this one. Curris pass on the baseline to Hornbuckle. Up top now to Weldon. Weldon wants to dribble down to the baseline. Jump pass into the corner. Price up top to Curris. Gives a head fake. Wolford flies by, but a pass rejected. Their shot rejected in the paint. It was Foster coming up with that one. Redline running the floor. She goes in. Too strong on the layup. Off the glass. It comes down to Curris. Curris running for Maryville. Out to Weldon. Gives a head fake on a three. Splits the defenders. Blaze it up with the right hand. Tough shot that time. But Weldon able to get it to go. First points of the day for Addison. Weldon has 7 last night. 2 now tonight. Maryville trailing 36-23. On the block, Foster. Power dribble goes up with the right hand. Well off the mark. The rebound comes down to Curris. Now Price ahead to Steens. Steens dribbles the ball off the foot of Milford out of bounds. It'll stay with the Hounds. 6:30 to play in the third quarter. Maryville trailing 36-23. On the sideline, Steens gets it to Curris. Right back to Steens. Now in the corner, it goes to Weldon. Weldon dribbles up to the wing. Now to the elbow. Skip pass, right side. Baseline jumper no good for Steens. And the rebound comes down to Wolford. Milford driving, goes up. Tough acrobatic layup, turned her back to the hoop, went up with the right hand, somehow got that one to crawl over the rim. Milford up to 6 points as Steens gets it left wing, takes one dribble, gets the Price in the corner. Price will dribble up out near midcourt between the circles as Maryville resets its offense, trailing by 15. Bounce pass, high post goes to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle back to Price, nearly lost it. Now up top to Steens, thought about the three. She'll dribble in, bounce pass across the lane. Tough one trying to get to Hornbuckle. It's taken away by Wolford. 15 turnovers in the game for Maryville. 5.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's a 38-23 Smithville lead. As Milford gives it right wing to Thompson. Thompson will dribble to the top of the key. Now to Wolford. Wolford wants a deep three-pointer. She'll send that one an air ball out of bounds, but Weldon got just enough of that one. They're going to say she clipped it. It fell short, and the ball will stay with Smithville. So good closeout that time by Weldon to get just enough. Bollinger checks in. She'll inbound for Smithville. Acklin also in for Maryville, guarding the inbound pass. It comes in for Foster. Foster fouled on the way up. They'll get this one on Kurz. But a foul on the floor, so Smithville will inbound. Bollinger set to trigger the inbound. Now she leaves and will let Thompson throw this one in. Thompson throws it in to the far left corner. Now an entry pass inside to Foster. Knocked away by Hornbuckle. Picked up by Acklin. Acklin running the floor ahead to Price. Price left-hand layup too high off the glass. She was a little too deep under the hoop. That was a tough shot. Milford gets it. Nearly trapped. Able to get rid of it out to Thompson. Bollinger now dribbling down to the baseline. Cut off by Acklin. Right wing Thompson. Looks inside. Dribbles with that left hand toward the top of the key. Picks it up. Now we'll give to Milford near midcourt. Smithville resetting itself. Leading this one by 15. Thompson looking for a cutting. Foster out to Bollinger now. Baseline jumper is good. A mid-range shot that time by Foster. We'll check that Bollinger. Her first points of the day. Now a travel on the other end for Maryville. We'll give it back to Smithville. As Hornbuckle checks out, Yapel back in for the Spoofhounds. Spoofhounds putting on some full court pressure. Quickly breaking at Smithville. Milford gets it up the floor, nearly trapped by Price and Acklin. They able to get the ball left side now to Thompson. Thompson hands it to Milford as Maryville dropping back into a man-to-man defense. Back right side to Thompson. Thompson looking at a three, thinking about it. She'll throw a skip pass instead. Left side, Wolford. Now between the circles to Milford. Smithville taking their time offensively. Price switches on to Milford. 4:05 to play in the third quarter. A 40-23 Smithville lead. Wolford drives, kicks into the corner. Thompson, three-pointer's got it. First three-point make of the day for Riley Thompson. She has 10. Weldon pushing the other end. Layup no good. Acklin, the offensive rebound, fouled on the way up. And Briley Acklin will have a chance for a couple free throws. Smithville opening up a 20-point lead after that Thompson three-pointer, but Acklin to the free throw line. Right-handed free throw off the rim, no good. Cunningham and Groh back into the game for Maryville. Molly Sanders back in for Smithville. Second free throw for Acklin. Off the rim, no good. The rebound comes down to Foster. The outlet to Milford, trying to get a trap. She'll get the ball ahead. Bollinger. Bollinger now to Foster. They break the pressure down to the left block. Thompson lays it in. Just great ball movement that time to break the full court press from Maryville to make this a 45-23 lead. Right wing, Groh with it. Dribbles left, now turns back right, gives to Cunningham. Cunningham backs up between the circles. Price, left side, Acklin. Acklin, one dribble, puts up the three. That one too strong. Long rebound. This one tracked down by Groh out near midcourt. Groh to Price. Price spins. Lost it, picked up by Yapel. Yapel goes up right hand off the glass. No good. And the rebound comes down for Sanders. Now whistle on a foul in the backcourt. We'll get this one on Acklin. Spoofhounds set up their full court 1-2-2-1 press. 1-2-1-1 press, excuse me. As Milford takes it in the lane, jump, pass across the lane, goes to Foster, and she lays it in. Milford looked like she was going to put up that runner as a defense committed. She fired that one underneath, and Foster able to hit the open layup. Groh with it for Maryville. Left side now. Price dribbles in, gets to the left block. Layup no good. Milford with it. Baseball pass ahead to Thompson. And she can't save that one back in bounds. A turnover on Smithville. As Acklin checks out, Peyton Kerr is back into the game for Maryville. 47-23 the lead for Smithville. Yapel with it, dribbling left around the arc. Stop, spins, up top now Kerr's. Right side it goes to Price. Jab step, trying to create a little space, guarded by Bollinger. Price now will dribble up toward the top of the key, fires left side to Yapel. Yapel dribbling to the free throw line, but before she put that ball on the deck, she walked with it. And the travel gives it back to Smithville. 2:14 to play in the third quarter, 47-23 is our score. The Warriors leading this one. As the inbound pass stolen away by Price, jumper no good, and the rebound comes down for Miller of Smithville. As Smithville breaks the pressure, then Sylvia Fisher threw the ball back court, trying to get it to Milford immediately after she released that one, knew what she did. It's a turnover on the Warriors. Price with it up top. Man-to-man defense out of Smithville. Fires left side, Kurz. Gives a head fake to Miller. Now drives, gives to Groh. Groh down to left block. Stops on the baseline. Turns, trying to get the ball to Kurz. Taken away by Milford. Milford trying to go coast to coast. Throws it across the lane now to Bollinger. Off her hand, picked up by Cunningham. The steal for the Hounds. Maryville trying to push. Yapel approaches the perimeter. Fires right side, Cunningham. One dribble. Bounce pass underneath to Yapel. Yapel goes up with a shot. She's fouled on the floor. She got the shot to go, but fouled prior to it being released. And we will see Maryville set to inbound the blocking foul on the Warriors. As Bruce checks in, Milford comes out for Smithville.
That foul whistled on Bollinger. Two team fouls apiece in this third quarter. 1:34 to play in the quarter. As Groh fires it in near midcourt, picked up by Curris. Curris goes right, now up top to Yapel. Yapel one dribble back to Curris. Up top, trying to get the ball to Cunningham. This one thrown into the backcourt. And it goes out of bounds back to Smithville. Turnover on the Hounds. That is their fifth of this third quarter. 1:20 to play in the third frame. 47-23. Smithville up as Weldon checks in. Price comes out of the game. Inbound pass comes in for Foster. Foster underneath goes to Fisher. Fisher finds a cutting. Miller goes up, fouled on the layup attempt. It's no good, but she'll have a couple free throws on the way. 1:12 left to play here in this third quarter. Free throws on the way for Molly Sanders. Check that, Riley Miller. First one up, and it comes up short. As Bollinger checks out for Smithville, Juliana Walker in. One more on the way for Riley Miller. And the second is good. She got 6 points. Weldon with it for Maryville. Spins, gets to the right elbow. They're going to call her for a carry. Again, you don't see it very often. It looked like a pretty good spin from Weldon. She's whistled for the violation, a turnover on the Hounds. Inbound pass from Miller goes to Fisher, now to Walker. Smithville with the basketball, inside a minute to play in the third quarter. Miller to the elbow, gives it off to Walker, guarded tightly by Groh. Back up top to Bruce. Bruce to the free throw line, into the paint, puts up the runner with the right hand, no good. But as she put up that runner, Cunningham came up to contest it. They call her for the body. That's a foul on Cunningham, and free throws on the way for Bruce. Personal foul number 4 on Alyssa Cunningham. As the free throw from Bruce, no good. One more on the way. It's a 5'6 sophomore guard for the Smithville Warriors. Second free throw is good. First points of the day for Joanna Bruce. As Groh gets it left corner, skip pass goes right side to Sparks. Annie Sparks knocks down the jumper for the Spoofhounds. A long two. Maryville trailing 49-25. Walker gets it right wing from Bruce. Dribbles back up top. Now we'll hand it off for Miller. 25 seconds left in the quarter. It's swiped away by Yapel. Then Yapel run into by Walker. They'll whistle her for a foul. And the Spoofhounds get it back. Seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Spoofhound basketball as Weldon will be inbounding in front of the Smithville bench. Comes into Price, picked up by Bruce. Man-to-man defense out of Smithville. Down to 15 seconds off a screen from Hornbuckle. To the arc. To Hornbuckle, back up top to Price. Price dribbling with that left hand, puts up the runner. No good. It comes up short, and the rebound to Miller. Miller to Bruce, down to 4 seconds. Throws the ball ahead to Sanders. Has it taken away by Hornbuckle. And a quick turnover on the Warriors. Maryville able to get it back. 49-25 is our score as we are heading to the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Hounds. 49-25 is our score heading to the fourth quarter. Smithville in front, trying to improve to 2-0 on the season. Maryville played a heck of a second quarter to start to climb back into this one. We'll see what the Spoofhounds can do as we head into this fourth and final frame. Hornbuckle has it between the circles, dribbles right, gets it on the right wing to Steens. Steens looks inside, guarded by Thompson. Now up top it goes for Weldon. Weldon nearly lost it, regains it. Now to Kurz in the corner. Peyton Kurz for three. She's got it. First three-point make of the season for Peyton Kurz. She has 5 points. Maryville trying to climb their way back down 49-28. Thompson across midcourt, man-to-man defense out of the Spoofhounds. Kurz all over Thompson, high right side to Redline. Redline going left, scoops a pass off to Milford. Milford to Redline, back to Thompson, now fires left side to Wolford. Wolford trying to drive, gets down to the baseline, goes up with the right hand, shot no good. Highly contested shot, Weldon right there, the rebound comes down to Steens. Steens pushing for Maryville, right block goes in, shot no good on the layup. The ball loose underneath, picked up by Thompson. And a whistle and a foul coming up on the Spoofhounds underneath. Well, tenacity showing there for Maryville, getting up and down the floor, playing good defense, just not able to finish on the fast break, but now setting up their full court pressure. Thompson set to inbound. Gets a pass into Milford. Trap comes over Price, and Kurz, ball tip picked up by Steens, goes up with the right hand, and she's fouled by Redline. The full court pressure paying off that time. Kurz and Price quickly getting over there. Got a deflection. Steens came in, scooped it up. Now she'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. First one just a little too strong from Rice and Steens. One more on the way as Briley Ackland checks in. Riley Hornbuckle comes out of the game. Maryville 5 of 11 at the charity stripe so far tonight. Second one on the way. Steens hits. 49-29, a 20-point game in favor of Smithville. Maryville setting up that full-court pressure, sliding in front. Peyton Kurz takes a lot of contact from Redline. They'll call her, though, for the blocking foul. Coach Obley right there on the sideline, pleading her case that maybe there's a charge. Redline out of control. Kurz looks like she is in some pain right there, holding onto the back of her head. She hit hard. So she'll get checked out by the trainer there on the sideline. Thompson gets the inbound into Milford. Milford rushes across midcourt, has it between the circles, gives now to Thompson. Thompson picked up by Yapel. Looks left, gives to the free throw line to Foster, right back to Thompson. Left it short underneath, but the rebound tipped into the hands of Foster. She gets another putback, and that one goes. Just a couple too many attempts that time. The defense good initially, but couldn't close out the possession with the defensive rebound. And the bucket makes this a 51-29 lead for Smithville. Price up top off a screen from Yapel. Thought about a three. Fires left side. Steens will take the three-pointer. That one a little too strong on the mark. But went off the back of the rim, and the rebound comes down to Smithville. Pass underneath. Goes from Milford to Foster, and Foster lays it in. She's got 15 on the night. Back to a 53-29 Smithville lead. Price right side, skips it left side now to Steens, into the hands of Ackland. Up top now, Weldon. Weldon off a screen from Steens, stops. Back up top it goes now. Yapel left side, Price. Little jab step, backs off now. Gets it up top to Weldon. Weldon right side to Ackland. Ackland stops, spins, looks for some help. Bounce pass up top to Price. Price will take that three over Thompson. She rattles it home. 13 points on the night for Jaylee Price, a 56-29 lead right now for Smithville. 5:10 left to go. Milford up the floor to the free throw line, into the paint. Ropes a pass over to Foster. Nice look that time. Milford to Foster. She lays it in. Price brings it up, pulls up. Top of the key, shot no good. Long rebound tracked down by Steen. Stops, spins. Out to Price, around to Weldon. Weldon will take that three. That one no good. Another long rebound off Thompson's hands, out of bounds, and it will go back to Maryville. As both teams getting some subs in with 4:45 remaining, a 55-32 lead for Smithville over Maryville. Steens set to inbound. Gets it into Weldon. Inside to Cunningham, playing with four fouls. Out to Steens. Steens looking for some help. Dribbles up to the wing. To Cunningham. Now over to Price. Price floats a pass underneath to Cunningham. Just a little too far out. Couldn't pull that one in off her fingertips. And the ball will go back to the Warriors. I get it in now. For Sanders, Smithville basketball in this fourth quarter. Sanders to Miller. Miller runs in. Layup no good. Nice defense. Cunningham, she gets the rebound. Ahead to Steens. Steens into the paint. Crossover goes up. Left hand off the glass. It rolls home. Steens has four. We get a foul coming up on Maryville. We get this one on Steens. Buffon setting up that press, trying to force the turnover. As Smithville able to break the full court pressure this time down the floor. But now it's a take. The ball's taken away. Price jumps in the passing lane. She gets it. Bounce pass, trying to get the ball to Steens. It is Miller this time jumping in the passing lane for Smithville. ...55-34, another turnover on Smithville. The ball goes out of bounds. It will go back to the Hounds as Steens checks out. Hornbuckle back in. Bryson Steens picked up her fourth personal foul that last trip. Price quickly head to Groh. Groh spots up. Three on the way. She's got it. Nothing but net. Cora Groh. It's a 55-37 Smithville lead. Pass going down the floor. Too tall this time. Over the top of Fisher. And a turnover on Smithville. Well, Maryville still battling. 3:39 left. A long way to go, but trailing 55-37. It got up to 24 points was the deficit in this fourth quarter, but now back within 18. Up top, Hornbuckle. They'll work it right side, Yapel. Yapel drives, goes baseline. Pass up top to Price. To Groh. Now into the corner to Cunningham. Tip by Thompson, picked up by Cunningham. She'll dribble in, puts up a tough shot through traffic. No good. Offensive rebound, Hornbuckle high off the glass. No good. And the rebound tracked down by Thompson. Thompson trying to push, one to go coast to coast. Groh gets back, forces the layup. No good. Milford can't get the second attempt to go. Wolford, the offensive rebound. That one won't go down. Tipped out and finally tracked down by Yapel. Three attempts. Smithville couldn't get any of them. Ahead to Cunningham, across the lane now, Hornbuckle, head fake, she goes up with a shot, no good, the offensive rebound, looking for some help, out to Yapel, three, top of the key, no good, rebound finally tracked down by Foster. Well, Maryville is making life difficult on Smithville here in this fourth quarter. Good defense, hitting the glass hard right now, 55-37 the lead for the Warriors with 2.5 minutes remaining. Up top to Redline. Looks inside. Now she'll fire right to Wolford. To Milford popping out. Milford looks inside. Pump fakes on the pass. Now goes back right. Thompson. Smithville just eating up some time in this possession. Foster gets it left side. To Redline popping out. Redline looks underneath. Now to Wolford. Guarded by Yapel. Takes one dribble. Fires right side. To Milford, down to 2 minutes left to play. Milford dribbles up, trying to reset the offense. The ball tipped by Cunningham, goes into the backcourt. Milford tracks it down, now comes back across the timeline. Dribbles to her left, hands it off to Wolford. Spots up, three on the way, it's short. Long rebound tracked down by Cunningham. 1:40 left to play. Hounds down by 18. Price dribbles down the left side of the lane, picks it up. Out to Groh, now to Cunningham. Takes one dribble back. Into the corner goes Steens. Steens stops on the baseline, spins. Up top to Yapel. Yapel lets the three-pointer fly off the front of the rim. No good. That one came up a bit short in the rebound to Smithville. 1:19 left to go. A long possession last trip for the Warriors, just trying to run down some clock. Holding the ball out on the Savannah logo is Wolford. Now she'll dribble up toward the right wing. Stop, spins, back to Thompson. Down to 1:05 left. Price on Thompson. High post, it goes to Foster. And Foster to Milford. Milford right elbow back out to Thompson. Inside, a minute left to go in this one. Smithville again just eating up some time, trying to end this game as now Thompson gets it, pivots, comes up with that right elbow. It connects with Price in the cheek, and Price is going to be called for the foul, playing that tight defense. That's one in the college game that they would go to the monitor and they would check it to see if that's a flagrant that should get two free throws going back the other way. Of course, you won't see that in a high school game. But Price took that elbow like a champ. Right back out there. 45 seconds left to go. This one coming to a close. The Maryville boys will be in action coming up tomorrow in the Savannah Invitational semifinal game. They'll be battling Platte County, a 7 o'clock tip-off. As a whistle and a foul coming up on Maryville. Get this one on Weldon. 15 foul on the Hound. So in the bonus is Smithville to the free throw line. First one no good from Emily Delich. Smithville 2 of 5 at the free throw line so far in this second half. One more on the way. That one rims out. Offensive rebound Foster. She has it knocked away by Weldon, but they will whistle Weldon for her fourth foul. 39 seconds left to play in this one. Maryville again battling. Not allowing Smithville to run away with this one easily, but does appear Maryville on their way to an 0-2 start as the first free throw from Foster goes down. Second one on the way, no good off the back of the rim. Long rebound tracked down by Sparks. 35 seconds left. Sparks brings the ball across midcourt. Gives to Weldon. Left side now to Price. Into the corner it is Cunningham. Dribbles up toward the wing. Stops, spins. Up top now Sparks. Right side Price. Skip past left side Cunningham. She'll take a three from there. Comes up short. Offensive rebound Price. And a whistle and a foul inside. A reach in coming up on Smithville. The 5'6 guard coming up with that rebound right under the hoop. 19 seconds remaining. Foster checks out of the game. Maryville down by 19. Cunningham set to inbound. Floats it into Price. Throws it across right side. Sparks now to Weldon. Inside to Cunningham. Posting up. Spins. Goes up with the right hand. Off the glass. That one rolls off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Faith Peters of Smithville. Now off to Walker. 5 seconds left to play. Ahead to Delich. She looks at the clock, turns, spins, and ready to dribble this one out. As Smithville comes away with a 56-37 win this evening over the Maryville Spoofhounds. Spoofhounds put up a good fight, trying to battle back in this one, but they fall short. 56-37 is our final score. Maryville falls to 0-2 on the season. Smithville improves to 2-0. We'll take a break and be back to go through our high scores from this basketball game. That's all coming up next on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound football comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillandDinsdaleSeed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.
Maryville drops this one 56-37 in the Savannah Invitational, our second meeting of the Savannah Invitational. First was a loss to Benton, a very good MEC team. Tonight was to a former MEC squad. They lost to the Smithville Warriors 56-37. Maryville 0-2. Now Smithville improves to 2-0 with the victory. The bracket, the way it kind of works out here, is a little bit funky. It says there's a chance for a consolation game if they had enough teams may arise. We're going to see how it plays out right now. They've got a first place, third place, and a fifth place game. But obviously, if there's no opportunity for a consolation game, then we may not see that. But a lot of that kind of depends, too, on the record between teams of who wins what throughout this tournament. But also, going along with that, it takes into account point differential and who does what against who. So there's a chance Maryville could be playing again in the fifth place game on Friday. Maybe not. We'll just kind of see how it plays out as we go throughout. Of course, we've got another matchup coming up right after this one. We will see South Harrison taking on a Lincoln. South Harrison's coming up in this next matchup. So there's a chance that Maryville does sneak its way in or not. We'll just kind of sit back and wait and see how the bracket plays out and get that email at the end of the night to tell us how things look as it goes along. So still up in the air of what this will look like as we head toward Friday and wrap up this Savannah Invitational Tournament. But still a great learning opportunity for this Maryville team that gets after it, plays hard, good defense, still plenty of things to work on, but you can kind of see the framework for where they want to go under head coach Kelly Obley. So a tough one here this evening, but still something to build off of. They fall in this one 56-37. Taking a look at our final scores from this one, Jaylee Price put up 13 points to lead Maryville in scoring in this one. Peyton Kurz finished with 5 points. 5 points also coming from Alyssa Cunningham. Ryssa Steens with 4 points. Cora Groh knocked down a three-pointer in the basketball game as well. 2 points for Addison Weldon and Riley Hornbuckle, as well as Annie Sparks. 2 points for Addison Weldon. Michaela Yapel comes away with 1 point as well to round out the scoring for Maryville in this one. Smithville is led by Reese Foster, the 6-foot sophomore forward, had 18 points, 12 points for Riley Thompson, and 6 points apiece, Riley Miller and Caitlin Milford to lead at Smithville in this one. 56-37 is our final score. Once again, Maryville boys basketball taking on Platte County in the third place game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here from Savannah. They have a chance to make it into the championship game with a win in that one. If they make it to the championship game, that will be coming up on Saturday at 2:30. If they go to the third place game, that is Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll see how that plays out, but a very good Maryville boys basketball team put up 100 points on Sarah Harrison last night, so they'll be taking on Platte County tomorrow. Also tomorrow, Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball, they'll be meeting up with the
Missouri Southern Lions, an MIAA contest. Also the home opener for the Northwest Missouri State men's team. The women have played a couple times at home. The first time the men will be playing at home. We'll have those games coming up on the flagship station for the Bearcat Radio Network, KXCV 90.5 and KLRNW 88.9. Once again, those set for a 5:30 women's tip tomorrow for the Bearcats and a 7:30 men's tip-off for the Bearcat men. So that's all coming up tomorrow here on KXCV, KRNW, and online at kxcv.org. That's going to wrap things up for us this evening from Savannah. Thanks so much for tuning in for tonight's high school basketball game. I'm Matt Tritton saying so long from Savannah.